Social media, mobility, analytics, and cloud. They form the acronym SMAC. These technologies have become embedded in the federal workplace, but a report released this week examines how they're converging and what that means for federal operations. The Federal Technology Convergence Commission is a group of industry leaders tasked with assessing the impact of SMAC convergence and making recommendations to the administration. Todd Thibodeau is the president and CEO of CompTIA. He joins me now. Todd, good morning. Great to have you on.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
All right. So tell us about SMAC converge. First of all, how is it converging and what happens when it does converge, those four elements?
Yeah, I think one of the best examples that we see out there is an application like Uber, where you're able to take the social aspects of Facebook, Twitter, all these different applications, bring them together with mobility, mobile devices, bring them together with cloud and analytics to create this very powerful application that really blends all four of those spectrums into that. And I think the idea is, how can we bring more of those type of applications that blend all these technologies to the federal IT workforce and to the federal IT infrastructure?
And the one you mentioned, Uber, which is really popular in Washington, really starts, I think the implication there is that you have to start mobile, because I can't imagine anyone using Uber on a computer screen.
Yeah, and in fact, you really can't. The ideas around these mobile technologies is the federal workforce isn't all just embedded in offices in Washington. They're really all around the country, out in the field, doing different kinds of activities, interacting with different kinds of groups and constituencies, and giving them the tools that bring together these technologies that empower them from remote data sets, that empower them to take actions and steps right away, yeah, has to start with mobile.
All right, so tell us, first of all, a little bit more about the Federal Technology Convergence Commission. Who is it, and what exactly are you reaching for here? I know your report is out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we brought together leaders from the industry. We had the leaders of the commission itself were Kay Kapoor from AT&T and a gentleman from CSC, and they put together this panel of experts who looked across the workforce, across the federal infrastructure. Then we brought in leaders from OSTP, leaders and talked to leaders from all different government agencies, and were able to bring and flesh out a lot of things. They put a framework in place where they scoured blogs and Twitter posts and social media and all these different things to see how people were talking about it, how they were thinking about it, and how they were bringing things together.
And what did you find in the federal public sector community? Some impacts that you found of SMAC convergence on that particular sector. What were they?
Yeah, I think the ideas around how it can help ease procurement, how it can ease communication between the different parties and constituencies to move quicker, to move faster. I think one of the other things we saw was that where people took the steps to do small pilots just to get things going, they were able to move much more quickly than trying to do big, wholesale, large-scale changes, you know, all in one fell swoop. But this is going to be a step-by-step process. And one of the other key findings is 75% of the government's IT workforce is going to be retiring in the next 5 years. So we're going to have this massive, very rapid transformation from people who were used to an older style and an older paradigms to the millennial workforce, which is going to come in and think of these things as second nature.
So one of the recommendations is to initiate a software development effort, and I'm reading from the report, with the goal of building 100 mobile apps, each of which takes an existing government service and optimizes it for delivery over the internet using smartphones or tablets. And so this is something you would say agencies ought to start undertaking.
Yeah, whether we can go at that kind of pace, I think that's an audacious, big, hairy, audacious goal for the government to do. But I think we need to set out a goal like that. And I think the key for the government is not to create a bunch of disparate apps that require people to download, you know, 15 different apps to be able to interact with the different agencies that they do, but to be able to begin to see a framework come together which allows for these apps to operate under a method and a way for people to consume them that doesn't require them to do that. It needs to be seen as part of a comprehensive whole. But up to this point, the agencies have been given a lot of autonomy to do different things in the cloud. They've been able to, given the autonomy to do a lot of things. But eventually, as those experiments happen, they're going to need to come under a framework that people can interact with.
And I guess your timing is good, because the new CIO of the federal government, Tony Scott, is tasked with improving the citizen service component of what federal agencies deploy. So this would seem to fit in pretty well with that.
Yeah, I think that's true. And the federal government should take a lesson from some of the states. Some of the states and municipalities have done a really good job with some of the apps that they've put in place to interact with not just tax payments, but bus schedules, municipal waste pickup. I mean, all kinds of different things that allow them to stay very up to date and interact in a very easy, efficient way on a mobile device with the services that they're being provided. So being able to do a kind of a wholesale benchmarking of what's happening in state and local levels as it relates to service apps, I think would be a good start.
We're speaking with Todd Thibodeau. He's the president and CEO of CompTIA. And so are there any particular app areas or functional areas that come to mind initially where the federal government could make that improvement? Because there are no federal buses, at least not yet.
That's true.
It could come any day now. But what in the federal level could fit here?
Right. And thinking about some of these, taxes are a big part of what the federal government does. And we're going to be coming up on tax time and the ability for the IRS to automate some of the things that they're doing and have a good user-friendly apps would be a good start for that. You have some areas, NASA has been at the forefront of some of these things, and you have a lot of space aficionados who are interested in interacting with some of the things that that relate to the things that NASA is doing. There's a large interest area in that. The museum system, the federal government's museums, the natural parks, national park systems. I mean, there's a bunch of areas where you have these concentrations of people having regular activity with federal government resources beyond things like Social Security and as it relates to monitoring government itself, but that where some apps could be really useful, could be really helpful, and would probably be very welcome by the average citizen.
Now, earlier you mentioned procurement, and acquisition is an area where SMAC convergence could have an effect. What did you mean by that?
I think that one of the things that would be interesting there is to start to take a look at not just the mainstream companies that people have been used to dealing with. You know, get outside of your normal comfort zone of the companies, the large companies, medium-sized companies, and start to look at some of the small innovative companies and allow them to be part of the procurement process as well. So much of these innovations in SMAC are happening at levels that are below the radar of most procurement officers, and taking a broader look and maybe taking some of those big projects and contracts and breaking them down into component pieces that allow for smaller companies that are doing some innovative things to participate in that process.
And the commission also came up with recommendations for CIOs, and I presume that means federal CIOs as well as those in the corporate sector. What are some of the things that CIOs could benefit from using with SMAC convergence?
Well, I think one of the things that they can really do is put the empowerment for experimentation and for pilot projects, push that down within the organizations. You know, the federal CIOs come and go over time, but a consistent progressive agenda needs to be put in place and needs to be empowered at the lowest levels within the federal IT workforce and within the federal IT infrastructure. I think so the best thing they can do there is provide leadership and say that, you know what, we're going to jump in, we're going to try some things, we're not going to try to do everything all at once, but we're going to try to pick a couple of areas where we think we can make a big difference and allow the innovation to kind of drive upward from the workforce.
Now, the federal government has put out, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of data sets, and they've put a meta database out called data.gov so people can find out those databases. How good do you think the government has been, or how much progress has it made in establishing the application programming interfaces necessary to make those databases useful to an app?
I suspect that they've got a long way to go as it relates to that. That's probably one of the tougher challenges. Some of these data sets are very large. They're very hard to display in interesting and informational ways. And so they've tended to lend themselves to you go and you connect and then you download these large data sets and you do some things with them. But the government being able to add some analytic engines, some interface-based engines that allow for interesting graphics and presentations of information, you know, they can look to plenty of other organizations that have done things with geo mapping, that have done things with being able to take information and drill down to find things that you're looking for, as opposed to just saying, well, here's these large data sets, you know, take it and do something with it. They need to think more about how the constituents are actually going to use those and build analytics and graphical interface engines that allow them people to do that in an interesting way. Otherwise, they tend not to be interacting with them. They get bored. They don't want to do all that work. They want the government to help them do some of the work.
Because we haven't really seen too many apps that come out of the effect of, you know, the fact that the data is there, but it hasn't really translated into an app, much of an app marketplace.
Yeah, and the government may need to take the lead on that. There's not necessarily a profit motive attached to building apps as it relates to that. But there are people that are interested and need to interact with some of that information. And that's a good, probably safe place for them to start and look at building some tools and some capability in their workforce. Because I'd say programming skills and programming acumen is probably one of the weakest spots of the federal IT workforce today.
All right, so now you've got this report on SMAC convergence, all of these recommendations. What happens next?
Well, we're going to look at forming some other commissions, maybe taking some of these pieces and maybe doing a follow-up on this 6 to 8 months, maybe a year down the road, to see how far we've come. Because it's a dynamic area. It's changing all the time. It's changing as we speak. But there are definitely some trends in terms of bringing these devices. More and more of the devices are out there. It's not like the interface is going away. And the government needs to find a consistent way to continue to do these so that it doesn't live and die with the desires of one CIO in one agency or another, or a federal CIO at the White House level. We need to find some commitments that they're going to make over a long term. So I think we'll double back on it in some period of time to see if that's happened.
Todd Thibodeau is the president and CEO of CompTIA. Thanks so much for joining us.
Now, thanks for having us. Have a good day.